My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. A blessed good morning to all our listeners in Barbados and abroad. And thank you for joining us once again for another broadcast of Because He Lives, brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District and made possible through the faithful sponsorship of Federal Motor Spares, located at Bank Hall, St. Michael. We pray for God's continued blessings on their business and their family as they continue to partner with us to spread God's word through this ministry. Listeners, please show your support by patronizing Federal Motor Spares located at Bank Hall St. Michael for all your motor needs. Let us pray. Almighty Father, as we stand at the beginning of yet another week, we lift our hearts to you with thanks and praise, Lord. You have kept us and you have guided us and you have been our rock and our portion, Father. This past week saw many trials and challenges, Lord, and for many of us, the greatest of these came in the form of the flooding that occurred across our country. Father, much was lost, and many families and homes are still in disarray. There was even a life lost to the flooding, Lord. And we pray now for your comfort and everlasting peace to be on the family and friends of our departed brother. Lord, you alone know why these things must happen, and it is not our place to question it, as difficult as it may be to accept. But through it all, we are called to trust and know that you are in perfect control. And at the end of it all, no matter what the trials we may be facing, as long as we put our trust and hope in you, all will be well. Cover the families, Lord, across this country that have been impacted by the flooding and other trials and challenges, and we pray that you would provide and direct the help and resources that they need as they navigate through this difficult period. Bless them, Lord, we pray, and order their steps, Father, and help them to know that you are the great provider, who will indeed supply all their needs according to your riches in glory. We pray your blessings on our broadcast today, and we give you thanks for every person and organization that make this ministry possible. Bless every listener today, Father, and may the word delivered today speak to their hearts and bring about a personal revival in their lives. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus with thanksgiving. Amen. A blessed good morning again to all our listeners. I am Dwayne Roach, your host for this month, and it is truly an honor to be with you today for another broadcast of Because He Lives. For the entire month of November, we've been featuring our district licensed ministers. But before I introduce our minister for today, I have two announcements for you. Our Centennial Prayer Session. The year 2026 will mark a truly historic moment in the Church of the Nazarene in Barbados. It will be our centennial year. This means we will be celebrating 100 years since the Church of the Nazarene first planted its roots in this island, faithfully serving the people of Barbados. For a full century, we have been ministering, teaching, preaching, counseling, and spreading the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ across our nation. Reaching this remarkable milestone is no small achievement, and we acknowledge that it has only been possible through the grace, faithfulness, and favor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In preparation for our centennial celebrations, everyone is invited to join our district centennial prayer sessions on Zoom, happening Monday to Saturday, 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. For Zoom details, to join these prayer sessions, please call our district office at 435-4444. Again, that number is 435-4444. Let's come together as we seek God's blessings and guidance for our centennial celebrations next year. Whether you're a Nazarene or not, you're warmly welcome to be a part of this special time of prayer. the Thorpe Scottish Church Independence Extravaganza and Fundraiser. The Thorpe Scottish Church of the Nazarene will be hosting its Independence Extravaganza and Fundraiser this coming Saturday, November 29th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the church grounds, under the theme Building Together, Building to Serve. Come and enjoy an array of delicious Bajan treats, including pudding and sauce, conkeys, fish cakes, and much more. There will also be a variety stall, plants on sale, and uplifting music throughout the day. We invite you, your family, and friends to come out and support the Thorpe Scottish Church of the Nazarene Independence Extravaganza and Fundraiser. It promises to be a wonderful time of fellowship, food, and fun. You won't want to miss it. To deliver our message for today will be Minister Antonia Ward. A licensed minister for over 9 years and with a passion and love for people, Minister Ward currently hails from our Collamarock Church, where she serves as a Sunday school teacher and the church's head steward. Brothers and sisters, it is my humble pleasure to introduce our speaker for today, Minister Antonia Ward. Minister Ward, God's richest blessings on you as you share with us what He has laid on your heart.
Thank you, Brother Dwayne, and God bless you too as well. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's session. Those who know me know that I love to give a testimony about something the Lord did for me during the week. So, on Tuesday, I left home late for work. That was not the plan. The plan was to leave home around 5 minutes past seven. When I did look at the clock, it was 20 past seven. Those of you who know where I live and the traffic on the road at that time know that getting to work for 8 o'clock would be impossible. That is why we serve a God of impossibilities. I said, Lord, I need to get to work early today. Please help me. Normally, it would take about 10 to 15 minutes to get to town when the school children are on vacation. But when they are at school, it would take about 45 minutes. So leaving home at 20 minutes past 7 and getting to town before 8 o'clock will take a miracle. Leaving home at this time, I will have to walk about 2 bus stops down from my usual stop. But when I left home, a van was right there at the bus stop and I got in. 7:30. Still in traffic stop. But thank the Lord, the traffic was moving at a steady pace. Long story short, I got to work on time. 10 minutes before I was supposed to get there. Isn't my God good? That is my testimony. God always answers prayer. So, be encouraged this morning, knowing that we serve a God of impossibilities. So, this morning, I want to talk about the choices we make as human beings. Joshua 24:15 says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is Joshua talking to the nation Israel, and he is making a choice for his house. This is the Joshua who worked under the leadership of Moses. He was the one of the 12 who went to spy out the land in Canaan and came back with a positive report along with Caleb for Moses. Joshua, who when they were fighting and Moses' hand got tired and began to fall, was losing the battle. But when Moses' hand was raised, defeated the army. This is Joshua, who saw what God can do firsthand for those who diligently serve him. After all that he went through with the people of Israel, these were his final words to them: "For me and my household, we would serve the Lord." Joshua chose God. What are you choosing today? What choices are you choosing, are you making for your household? Is these choices good choices? Is these choices godly choices? Is these choices God-fearing choices? Is these choices to be a nuisance to society? What choices are you making in your life today? Another story that I use to compare, it might not be the one that many people would choose, but let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and 27. It says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But whoever hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a fool who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Now we have these two men who decided to build a house. One chose to build it on a rock with firm foundation, the other chose to build it on sand, or let me say it, just on the surface of the land. He ain't looking to go no further down to make sure that his foundation is good. What do these men have in common? These men decided to choose where they piece of property. They both decided to choose a piece of property to build on. They have that in common. They decided to as well to build a house. They both had the equipment to build this house. I am sure that when they decided to build a house, they wanted the best for their house. But they both, as I said before, had choices. One decided to build his house and dig until he reached foundation of rock. The other decided that he can just take off the first layer of soil and start to build without reaching a steady foundation. And this is what some of us are doing in this life. We are building our lives, our future, on a shaky foundation. So when the pressures of life come and start to batter us, we crumble like that house. You become lost, hopeless, feeling like there is no one that cares about you. But this morning, I want to introduce you to someone who cares. But listen to the man that built his house now on the rock. But when you have built your life on the foundation of Jesus Christ, you know who to run to when troubles come, who to stand on when troubles come, and who to pray to when troubles come. But you only know where the troubles come. to do those things, even in the good times. When life is rosy, you still know who to turn to and who to give the praise and thanks and glory to in those things. I want all of those listening to my voice this morning to know that this Jesus is available to you today. I want you to know that Christ loves you and he chose to die for you. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God sent his Son to die for you and me. Yes, you and me. It was over 2,000 years ago, but it still stands today. This is an unconditional love. It don't only come when you do good. Listen to these scripture verses. Romans 3:26, which says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So don't think that because you are where you are, in what position you are, that God did not die, that Jesus did not die for you. He did die for you. We all have sinned. The only one who did not sin was this same Jesus. Every other person did. We have a sin nature that rebels against Christ. So we can trust that Christ died for us. You know? And this is a constant struggle, you know, this signature thing, there's a constant struggle. That is why you have to stay grounded in the Word of God. You might be thinking, I have to clean up myself before I come to God. Listen to this other scripture verse. It says, "But God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Christ didn't wait till we clean up ourselves. God did not wait till we clean up. He sent Christ so that he will do the cleaning up for us. We don't have to worry about the cleaning up. Just come as you are. Look at what Matthew 11:28 says. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That is what Christ said. He said to come to him. He will give you the rest that you need. Stop struggling and trying to do things on your own, and know that you have a Savior who you can run into his arms, and he will comfort you and give you the strength that you need. Do you have to be perfect to come to Christ? No. Are you weary with what life has brought you? Then come to Jesus, as I said before. He is there waiting with open arms to receive you. He died for you, he loves you, and he cares about you. So let's pray. So Father, this morning I bring the people of Barbados who don't know you as Lord and Savior, those who don't have a personal relationship with you, before you this morning. Father, I pray that they will open their hearts and accept you as their Lord and Savior. That they would understand that there's nothing in this world that is permanent. Only you are permanent. That they will lay all their burdens on you, because you say to cast all our burdens on you, because you care for us. Those father who are mourning, who are grieving the loss of a loved one, the loss of a limb, the loss of a close friend, Father, let them know that no one cares like you do. But Father, they have to believe and trust in you, knowing that you care for them. And if there is anyone who, as I said before, don't know you as Lord and Savior and want to accept Jesus into their heart today, you can say this prayer after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you seeking your forgiveness, knowing that you have died for me, asking you to come into my heart and change my life today. I believe that you can do it. Help me, Lord, to live a life pleasing unto you. Thank you for dying for me as I trust and follow you in Jesus' name. Amen. We are heading into our 59th year of independence and our fourth year of being a republic. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builder's labor is in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guard stands watching in vain. So Father, this morning, I bring the nation of Barbados before you. I pray for peace in this land every day. It seems like we are hearing about someone dying from a bullet of a gun every day. So Father, I bring the people before you. Some people are even afraid to leave home because they might get robbed. But Father, you say the scripture in Psalm 27 verse 1, without you in it, O God, it will be doomed. So Father, we pray this morning that you will, we put this nation into your hands. We ask you to cover us, O God. Our anthem says that you, Lord, have been our people's guide for the past 300 years. Father, you are still our guide. So we bring all the things that are not of you before you and ask for a change in this land. I bring the Prime Minister, her cabinet, and all those holding leadership roles in this country before you, Father. I pray if they are making a decision that will harm this nation, I pray that someone, oh God, that someone will give them godly counsel, Lord. Place in their path someone who will bring the word. Touch a man or a woman, God, who is not afraid to go to them and say, this is what the Lord say. And I pray, God, that their hearts will be opened up, O Father, Lord, to listen. Touch their hearts, O God, and bring them into a right relationship with you as well, so that they too can make godly decisions for their life and for this country. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want to leave you with this song this morning. The song is entitled, I Speak Jesus. Have a blessed day all, and thank you for listening to me this morning.
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Presence, I speak Jesus.